are again, and this session of Comedy Capers is dedicated to fiancés. How many of us would like to live over that wonderful moment? That moment when we looked into the eyes of the one and only and asked that all-important question. Yes, sir, and I'll bet 90% of us would ask a different question. Well, be that as it may, the answer to the whole mess is told right in our theme song, and it's Let's Fall in Love. Anything, but the tough part is trying to get out, and believe you me, I know whereof I speak. They say in spring a young man's fancy lightly turns to thoughts of love. That is, if he can get his mind off of sword fishing. And that brings us to a young man who is just bubbling over with love, or maybe it's something else. However, ever since he played Cupid in the school play and got to shoot a real bow and arrow, he's had the girls as well as his arrows, all in a quiver. Presenting that roaming Romeo, Bob Burns, the original Slow Brain Through Arkansas.
Hi, Tom.
Yowza.
Say, Tom, whatever gave you the idea that I might know something about fiancé?
Well, haven't you ever been engaged?
Yeah, but you don't know nothing about a woman till you've been married to her several years, you know. And then she ain't a fiancé anymore.
I see.
You see?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought you would understand.
Uh-oh.
You know, I... In fact, I've got an idea, Tom. If you wanted to talk, you could turn this into an educational program.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let some of these other saps find out for themselves. You know, we don't want it to be too educational.
Well, then maybe you better let me talk.
All right.
You know, I'll just tell you about the woman that used to be my fiancée.
So you married the gal, huh?
Yeah, I'll never forget the old man. I went to him, told him I wanted to marry his daughter. Then I asked him if he could let me have $10 to kind of start us off.
Yeah, well, what'd the old man say?
Well, he says, I can let you have my daughter, but I don't know you well enough to lend you $10.
Well, you would have given him his $10 back, wouldn't you?
Oh, sure. I even tried to give him his daughter back, but he wouldn't take it.
Well, what seems to be the matter with your wife?
Tom, that woman talks and talks and talks and just keeps on talking.
You don't get a chance to sleep, huh? Well, what is she talking about?
Well, she never does say.
Oh, I see. She's just an outspoken woman.
No, nobody's ever outspoken her yet.
Well, she must have some good qualities. I suppose she's true to you.
Well, I don't know about that, Tom. The other day I went home and the house was full of tobacco smoke.
Yeah.
And I says, who's been here this afternoon? She said, well, Louise dropped in to leave her regards.
Well, what did you say?
I said, well, Louise left her pipe on the piano.
But I'll bet she's a good cook, though. You know, Southern girls sure know how to prepare chicken.
Tom, my wife prepares chicken so it tickles the palate.
Yeah?
Yeah, she don't take half the feathers off of it.
I get it.
You know, and Tom, speaking of chicken, remind me of how unfair my wife is at times. You know, a woman can be awful narrow-minded.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you know, one day my wife spilled some fried chicken in her lap and let it stay there. You know, I never said a word.
No.
The other day, my wife walked into a restaurant and saw me with a chicken on my lap, and she made an awful scene.
Huh? Yeah, but I bet it was a fried chicken in your lap.
No, the chicken on my lap was stewed.
Well, Bob says that next winter we'll find him a Benedict because his girl told him it would be a cold day when she married him. Well, maybe he's lucky. You know, I always said I'd hate to be twins because then I'd have twice as much trouble. But here's one time I'd like to be triplets so that I could propose to each one of the Rhythmettes. Those three very eligible young ladies. But they're going to sing for us now with the Varsity Three. And they're going to ramble in song along the Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Tonight and cry tomorrow when you behold your shattered scene.
But gigolo, and gigolo,
Nicholas, awake to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams.
Here's where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. Oh, but I left my soul behind me.
Gentlemen, comes to you direct from the psychopathic ward of the General Hospital. These two boys say you don't really have to be crazy to be radio comics, but it helps a whole lot. They've broken more engagements than the average politician has campaign promises. They say that someday they'll marry and settle down, but it won't be for 30 or 40 years yet. Well, here they are, those two batty bachelors, Atterbury and Gillum.
Daffy Dookie, Daffy Kenny, they're the guys for me. Daffy Dookie, Daffy Kenny, live up in a tree. When they went up to the zoo, all the keepers said we're through. Daffy Dookie, Daffy Kenny, they're the guys for me.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy's valet. Wait a minute, Kenny, we're on the wrong program. I'll start again. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to those two daffodils coming at you with another outburst of insanity. Before we start, I wish to announce that we're working this program without pay. You're telling me. Every cent we make will be turned over to the Automobile Finance Company in the morning. Joke over. For those of you who like the better things of life, we'll sing one of the better-known classics. Very pretty little thing entitled, A Little Gray Home with Mae West.
Isn't it funny that you should, isn't it funny that you should happen to mention Mae West, Duke? I had a dream about her last night.
Well, that's what I like about dreams. You meet a better class of people.
Okay.
You know, just a minute. I don't think I'm going to be able to sing that song right now. I'm a little upset.
Upset? Mm-hmm. What's wrong?
Well, I keep thinking of my poor old grandfather. He's sitting at home playing the accordion and crying.
Your grandfather's sitting at home playing the accordion and crying?
Yeah, the poor old fellow.
Tell me, why is he crying?
Because every time he pushes the accordion together, it pinches his stomach.
I'll vamp.
You know, it seems like everything happens to worry me.
Everything happens. Yeah. Well, what is it now?
Well, I just read in the paper today where science said in 100 years from now, all the women will be strong and the men will be weak.
Hmm.
The women will go out and do all the work while the men just lie around while the women make love to them.
Well, why should you worry? That's 100 years from now. You won't be here.
I know it. That's why I'm worried.
I'll vamp.
Still vampy, huh?
I see.
Maybe we had better sing because I want to get out of here. I want to go out and get my dinner.
You haven't had your dinner yet?
No, but I have it all planned. First of all, I'm going to have 7 deviled eggs, then a big plate of liver and sauerkraut, then I'm going to finish up with a great big dish of peach ice cream.
Now, wait a minute. You can't eat a mixture like that. It's indigestible.
Well, can I help it if I'm crazy about bicarbonate of soda?
Let's see. We're up here in the bughouse. Our brain is in a rut.
Our keeper said we're crazy, but he is off his nut. We're just as sane as he is, and we can prove it too. So when you hear our lullaby, you'll know we're not cuckoo.
Oh, I was born at night when morn the whistle rang, boom, boom.
I boil a cake and drink a steak when the mud pies are in bloom.
Yes, six and six are nine, his eyes come from a mine.
And old Black Joe was an Eskimo and porks from a porcupine.
A bigger cock and bark me out, but a goldfish likes to sing.
I saw a frog swim up a log, but he fell and broke his wing.
I know the camel sail the sea.
That we get honey from a flea.
And every horse can climb a tree.
On the road to Mandalay.
Well, comedy capers like a long engagement can't run on forever, so it's nigh on to the time to bring this little air flare featuring fiancés to a close. So, up and at them, boys. My friends, and this is Tom Poe saying au revoir until next time. And that'll be right soon. And remember that a girl can say one little word that will make you happy for life. But darn them, they always say the wrong word. ¶¶